Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. It is Friday. We are recapping the week that was. Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason joining me from New York right now. Juliet, let's talk first about the lead singer of one of my favorite bands. I know people are going to judge, but I'm a huge Coldplay fan. And Chris Martin was recently spotted out and about one evening with Cameron Diaz. Please explain to me, Juliet.
So this is one nobody really saw coming, especially since Chris Martin is still married to his wife, Gwyneth Paltrow. They've been together for 9 years.
Uh-huh.
But she was in London on March 20th. And he was at the Playboy Mansion for a party celebrating Bruno Mars' Playboy cover. And Cameron Diaz, who was always a girl about town, was there. And the two of them were getting very, very touchy-feely. And a lot of eyewitnesses told Life and Style that if they didn't already know that Chris Martin was married to Gwyneth Paltrow, they would have assumed that Cameron was his girlfriend.
Chris doesn't seem like the type of guy that would cheat on Gwyneth, though. Maybe I'm just giving him too much credit?
I don't think so either, but there was actually a report in 2009 that he and Kate Bosworth were actually getting very close at a U2 concert in Vegas, and there were actually rumors that they were seen making out.
Huh.
So it's not the first time we've seen him in a dalliance.
But Juliet, you gotta know the code. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It's true.
So I guess maybe we'll give Chris a pass for this one, but the latest story, very interesting. Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, Jessica Simpson, of course, is pregnant. She's on TV as well with this NBC show. I believe it's called Fashion Star, right?
It is.
And she's going to try to become a fashion star once again after she has these kids. And be able to fit into those Daisy Dukes, so she claims, at least.
So she claims. I think the image of Jessica Simpson in those Daisy Dukes is probably one of her most enduring. She's had some ups and downs with her weight since then, and obviously right now she is hugely pregnant, and she claims there's just one baby in there. I guess we'll see when she gives birth, which is still like over a month away.
Wow.
So she's only going to get bigger. But the rumor is that she signed a contract with Weight Watchers to become their new spokesperson. That's worth about $3 million, and she is really planning on getting back into fighting shape as soon as she gives birth.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the RRS. All right, Rihanna and Ashton Kutcher, there have been so many reports about these two late night visits, getting close because of Kabbalah. What are you guys hearing?
Well, the last instance was on March 20th. She showed up to his house just before midnight, and she was in denim hot pants, and she stayed there for about 4 hours before getting whisked away in an Escalade. So I don't know how many of my guy friends I go to visit at midnight and stay for 4 hours in the middle of the night, so I'm suspicious that this is just platonic. But he is 10 years older than her, and they are working together on Punk'd, so it's possible it was a late night meeting, but I don't have meetings like that.
I don't know many people that do. The other thing I find weird about Ashton Kutcher is the fact that it's like it's either he goes way older or way younger. Like, can't he just date someone his own age?
I know, it's just not his thing.
How old is he? He's in his mid-30s?
34.
Maybe when I get to my mid-30s, I'll be going through the same crisis and I won't know what to do either. But
We'll check back in then.
Yeah. Until then, I'm going to scratch my head at what Ashton Kutcher does. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Have a great weekend.
You too.